It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? So we've been talking for a while now about how this election is really going to...
By most indications.
Is really going to turn on which party does a better job of getting out its core, its base supporters.
Especially whether Democrats can turn history on its head and turn out more Democrats who get out and vote in presidential years, but typically sit out the midterm elections.
And that's why Michigan, which is a blue state...
There are more Democrats than Republicans in Michigan.
That is why Republicans can still do well in the midterms when we elect a governor, an attorney general, secretary of state. There are more Democrats, but in the non-presidential year elections, Republicans just more likely to vote.
Which is why we're seeing a very competitive race for governor, although some recent polls show the Republican, Governor Rick Snyder, opening a wider lead. Some polls, not all.
But almost every poll shows Democrat Gary Peters opening a wider lead over Republican nominee Terry Lynn Land for the open U.S. Senate seat.
So I know we've been telling you all along it's all about the base vote, that this is a turnout campaign, not an issues campaign. You must be asking.
Can we still trust them? Do they even know what they're talking about? We can't go on together
with suspicious minds. So here is our best effort to explain what seems to be happening, starting with the most critical and common analysis, and this is among Democrats and Republicans.
And that is that Terry Lynn Land has simply run a bad campaign. You know, until recently, she largely avoided interacting with the media. She held few large public events, and she basically relied just on ads to deliver a message that just never even quite gelled with voters.
Her one substantive policy proposal was to return responsibility for raising road money to the states, an approach that was largely panned by the business community, and that's not good for a Republican candidate. Mm-hmm. She was also very late explaining where she stood on the auto bailout.
And, you know, that might seem like ancient history, but it is still considered, you know, the measure of a candidate's loyalty to the state's auto industry. And that approval is essential to a statewide candidate in Michigan.
All of which helps explain why a lot of the independent spending to support her campaign in Michigan has simply evaporated, especially as well South Dakota and Kansas, to name two states, appear to be more competitive with control of the United States Senate hanging in the balance. By the way, that could also turn out to be bad news for Gary Peters if independent funders on the Democrat side decide that Michigan is pretty well wrapped up and they turn their attention and their dollars to other races.
Right. So while more and more voters are, in fact, casting straight or mostly straight party ballots, you still have to run a credible campaign or risk losing those people who at least consider themselves independent voters.
Of course, it is also possible that this is all a clever ruse and the Land campaign is actually on the cusp of a resurgence that will peak at exactly the right moment on November 4th.
I guess a possibility, but a lot of Republicans are pretty concerned that that is not the case and that they could not only lose the U.S. Senate race, but that without a competitive Senate race, that could tamp down Republican enthusiasm and that could affect other down ballot races.
And we're not just talking about the governor's race between Rick Snyder, who is no darling of the Republicans' conservative base, and Mark Schauer. In fact, Snyder's numbers are improving while Terry Land's are not. There are other statewide races for Secretary of State, Attorney General, Michigan Supreme Court, to name just a few. GOP poobahs are concerned also about some state House races in Oakland County, for example, where some Republican incumbents could be in jeopardy. And that's in a year when Republicans are supposed to have the natural turnout advantage. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio. I'm all about that bass.